International mediators tried to intervene yesterday in Ivory Coast's growing political crisis after both candidates in a disputed election said they both had a mandate to be president. Lydia O'Kane reports.
As the political stalemate continues in Ivory Coast, international mediators are trying to negotiate an end to this crisis where both candidates in a disputed election claim to be the new president. Opposition candidate Alassane Ouattara was initially declared the winner, but a court overturned the result in incumbent President Laurence Gbagbo's favour. In the northern opposition stronghold of Bouake, several hundred people marched down a main boulevard on Sunday afternoon, calling for Mr. Gbagbo to stand down. Meanwhile, the Archbishop of Bouake has called for all Christians to remain united despite political divisions in the country. The man charged with this mediation mission at the behest of the African Union, former South African President Thabo Mbeki, said on Sunday after arriving in the capital Abidjan that it was important not to have violence, not to return to war, and to find a peaceful solution. The international community has recognized opposition leader Alassane Ouattara as the winner of the presidential runoff vote held 1 week ago in Ivory Coast. But there are now real fears that this country could once again be divided in two, like when the West African nation split into a rebel-controlled north and government-controlled south by a 2002-2003 civil war. I'm Lydia O'Kane.